From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Efforts to prevent a radiation disaster in Japan continue. NPR's Dwali Saikaltow says Japanese self-defense forces are dumping water on reactor unit number 3 at the crippled Fukushima Daiichi plant in northeast Japan.
The first helicopter started dumping some 7 tons of water over the damaged reactor just before 10 a.m. local time. Live images broadcast by NHK showed aerial spraying at least 4 times, but on one occasion, wind appeared to blow the water away from the target. The aim is to cool overheated fuel rods. Officials are well aware of the increasingly high radiation risk to plant workers and the helicopters and are monitoring the level of radioactive materials per hour. Reportedly, water trucks are also en route to spray water from the ground onto reactor number 3 and possibly number 4. In the meantime, more people are traveling away from the plants heading west to avoid possible contamination from radiation exposure. Dwahli Saikaltow, NPR News, Koriyama City, Japan.
U.S. officials are now advising Americans to avoid travel to Japan and says citizens already there should consider leaving. The move comes hours after Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Yukio Eda, heard here on NHK television, addressed the issue at a press conference.
It is to be understood that the U.S. government has taken a more conservative approach in issuing an advisory to protect the lives of its national.
Yukio Eda is heard through a translator on NHK television. The Japanese government says it has no plans to expand its 13-mile evacuation zone around the damaged nuclear power plant. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she believes the UN Security Council is getting closer to agreeing on a no-fly zone for Libya. NPR's Michelle Kellerman says Clinton is brushing off criticism that international action might come too late.
Secretary Clinton says she's seen different estimates on how long it will take for Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to do what he intends to do, retake rebel-held territory. She says she believes that UN Security Council members are more likely now to support tougher action.
There is a sense of urgency, obviously. We're all seeing that in real time occur. But we are moving as rapidly as we can in New York to see whether we can get additional authorization for the international community to look at a broad range of actions, not just a no-fly zone, but other actions as well.
The U.S. wants to see Arab states play a role. She made the comments just before flying from Egypt to Tunisia, where she's been trying to see how the U.S. can help promote democratic and economic reforms. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tunis.
President Obama is urging Bahrain's leaders to use maximum restraint in their effort to end opposition there. Spokesman Jay Carney says the president has told rulers about his deep concerns. This is NPR. Health insurer Blue Shield of California has withdrawn its latest request to raise rates in that state. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports company executives have promised not to increase rates to any individual or family plan policyholder for the rest of the year.
Higher rates for about 200,000 Blue Shield of California customers were on track to go into effect May 1st. Some policyholders would have been paying as much as 18% more for health insurance. The insurer had been criticized by California's insurance commissioner for planning what he termed excessive premium increases. The commissioner questioned the validity of the need for a rate increase and asked the company to reconsider. Blue Shield of California had said that rising medical costs warranted higher premiums. Consumer groups charge price gouging. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
U.S. housing starts plunged 22.5% last month, the biggest drop in nearly 2 years. The Commerce Department says just 479,000 units were being built in February. Economists say that 1.2 million or more units are usually under construction during a healthy economy. Builder permits, which is an indicator of future construction, fell 8% last month. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the United States was not involved in the money exchange that led to the release of a Virginia man who had been held in Pakistan. Raymond Davis was freed after Pakistan agreed to pay more than $2 million to the families of two men Davis shot to death in Lahore in January. U.S. officials consistently pressed for Davis's freedom, saying his contract work for the CIA afforded him immunity. Pakistani authorities countered that Davis murdered the two men he claimed tried to rob him at gunpoint. This is NPR News.